I was thinking now for 150 episodes, we should have a new intro.
Like the musical part.
Well, once you wake up, we'll start doing this. No. The hello. Instead of hello and welcome.
Something. Welcome and hello.
Welcome. No, that's terrible. No.
Hi.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. That's kind of my Cookie Monster.
Okay, now I'm going to cut that part. That one made me pee a little.
Oh, hello. That's my queen. It's the queen. Does it help if I have to tell you who I'm doing?
Okay, here's my Bowie. Welcome to episode 150 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Vancouver, Canada, and with me as always is...
Adam.
In.
Right next to you.
Also in Vancouver, Canada. That's great. Adam, what's going on?
Podcast. And an appropriate hour for both of us this time.
It is. We're live. This is... I don't know where to look.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking at...
Look into my eyes.
I'm looking at the microphone. Because we don't... It's been at least... How long? A year since we've done it?
Yeah, probably. More or less, yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was here, I think it's been a year, so it's a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like you to just face the other direction.
My wife finds it mesmerizing to look in my eyes.
Yeah, so I'm in town on business and for work. It sounds like it's not business.
Sounds like you're a secret agent.
It sounds a lot cooler than it is.
But you have a metallic briefcase.
Yeah. Actually, by the time people are listening to this, I might very well be back in Tübingen. That's the joke of it. It's a real
tape delay.
Tape delay. Yeah, it's delayed. No, not that part. The trip is really, really quick. But and back to Tübingen. But yeah, so we're here.
Yeah, in my house, my living room.
Yes.
Also my dining room.
Right.
It's one room.
Television.
Yeah. The whole thing. Yeah. Bathroom right here.
Welcome to Vancouver. That's yeah. So it's like Tokyo.
If I extend my left leg, we'll be in my backyard.
All right. Google it. Anyways, so I'm flying here. Flew here, obviously.
Yeah.
Because the boat takes too long. And after the Titanic, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm flying here, and all the usual things that annoy me happened.
Okay.
It's standard. Everything, you name it, it happened. The person reclining for 10 straight hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although at the beginning, it was awesome, because we were like 10 minutes into the flight, and the girl in front of me wants to recline.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the seat's broken. And I'm like, yes, this is technically first class.
Right,
now.
Right.
And, but she's not putting up with that. Like, there's no way she's going to put up with this nonsense. She calls the stewardess over, and even she says it's broken. So I'm like, oh, just counting my blessings here. And then the stewardess lifts the seat cushion up, fiddles with the whatever under the seat.
Right.
The mechanics, boom, it goes down.
And twice as far as it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Now she's in your lap.
Yeah, absolutely. And but the thing is, because she had to manually do it like that, it won't go up.
Oh,
the
perfect.
Whole flight.
Perfect.
So there you go. So now I'm basically eating my dinner off this girl's forehead, you know. And so it was awesome. That was great. But I always resigned myself to the fact. But the one thing that happened that it always happens. You know how there's a guy on the plane who smells like you dropped your hockey gear in the sewer?
Right.
He was on the plane.
Right.
And I was smelling it, and I'm like, oh.
But was he right next to you, or you could just, it was wafting?
Oh, no, he was me. Yeah. That's the rub. Yeah. So I was sitting there, and I thought, oh no. I had a smell, and it was only that evidently I left so early in the morning, because I had to get up at, like, you know, 4 o'clock for my flight.
Okay.
I forgot to put deodorant on one armpit.
Oh.
So one armpit was all good.
Right. It was fresh.
The other one, not good. Like, and not even, like, I sort of think, oh, I'm going to smell. Like, during taxiing, I noticed that, oh, this is just horrible. And
should rub a breath mint under your arm.
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping to hit a skunk on the way and
that mask it a little.
That would have been better. So, yeah. So, everyone on the plane got to enjoy me.
Great.
So, other than that.
That's it. That was the end.
Yeah. Took off.
Nobody kicked your camera.
Like, no one kicked my camera. No. It's all the thing is I managed to get space above my head for my camera.
Yeah.
Which is tough to do now. You have to race on the plane to get to claim your own baggage area above your head.
Right.
Can't stand that. So everyone who's listening, stop putting stuff above my head.
Okay.
So what's going on?
I don't know. This is just Vancouver, kind of middle of November, where, you know, it's just kind of gray and cloudy, and you know, it's getting a little bit colder. It's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just, you know, Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you liking it?
Yeah, I've been inside working all the time.
Okay,
so I haven't had a chance. We had a nice sunset last night that I didn't get to really enjoy.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. You saw it on TV.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube this morning. No, I'm enjoying the thing I miss the most, besides all those things. Sushi. Had sushi a few times.
Delicious. Yeah. A few times.
I've had it thrice at least.
Wow.
In 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah. It's delicious.
You just have something to remember Vancouver with when you're back in Germany.
It's hard to find in Germany. So, did you shoot anything interesting? Is there any new camera stuff you want to talk about?
I think I mentioned last episode that I had I got a green paper roll, which is sort of my new thing. I said to my wife, 6 months ago, I wasn't going to buy any more camera stuff for a year. That was the thing, is that I really do have everything I think I need in my camera kit, between lights and, you know, I have two cameras and lenses and everything that I need. So, of course, I sort of broke that promise when I said,
no,
well,
that's not camera stuff.
Well, it's an accessory, I guess. So anyways, I said, you know, the green paper roll is $30. And I thought, hey, I want to get a green paper roll so I can do a bit of green screen stuff. And really, I had sort of Christmas card in mind. You know, I wanted to do something for a Christmas card, and probably I'll do a few for some friends and family. And this was just going to make my life easier. So I got it, and I've only tinkered around a little bit, but really, really enjoying that. So that's about all I shot. I shot some last weekend, some photos of that, and then I shot my challenge photo, and I haven't had the camera out of the bag since we last spoke.
Nice.
So how about you?
What did I shoot? Nothing.
Oh.
Maybe. No, since we last spoke, a lot of lantern walking. I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
But we go like every night. Now, that's the big thing. So we shoot some of that. Other than that, no, I've been here to shoot video. So I've been working pretty hard on that. And besides the challenge pictures, nothing.
Okay.
I haven't shot anything. Sorry.
Great. This is already riveting. What about Amazon?
Oh, Amazon. That still exists.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you shoot anything of Amazon?
The rainforest.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No. Click through our site onto Amazon.
Yeah, we're not good at this part, you know, the marketing part.
No.
Yeah, sometimes we say it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we say it in the middle, sometimes we say it at the end.
Are we recording this?
Yeah, we are.
This doesn't feel like a show.
Yeah.
Should we?
This is all improv all the time.
Should we do something besides it? Be a little more self-referential, perhaps?
Well, you know, it's middle of November, and have you started thinking about presents you're going to buy for either family or friends, extended relatives, for Christmas yet? Because Amazon's a good place to buy everything.
That is.
Because you live in Germany,
yes.
And your family doesn't live there, or your extended family doesn't live there.
Right.
Right. So Amazon, right?
And I have friends all over the world.
Yeah, so Amazon works.
Yes. That's it. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah. Buy them a car on Amazon.
Absolutely. Gift certificates. Yeah. I wonder if we get a cut of the gift certificates.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Those camera lens coffee mugs, still going to get one. I haven't ordered one yet. I've put it on my wish list, and my wife said she will buy me one. So I'm excited. I'm just not sure which one. I think a big one, because I like a lot of coffee. So maybe a 70 to 200 or something.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Maybe get like the 600 mil. Just the tub.
Yeah, the 7-Eleven cup.
The beer keg.
You need a tripod to drink your coffee.
Did you see the car that smashed into 7-Eleven the other day?
No.
You didn't see it on the news?
No. I don't watch the news.
Over on 3 Row. I saw it actually just after it happened. It was live. This has nothing to do with photography. I wish
someone took a picture probably.
Oh, yeah. You can Google it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, someone was texting and just drove into the 7-Eleven. Like, smashed through the brick wall and actually hit one of the employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's big.
Yeah. Big. So, that had nothing to do with photography, of course. I did get a new softbox.
Oh, right. Well, it's upstairs in my bedroom.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Because here, I got your money.
Okay, let's start peeling off 20s here.
So, I'm just going to make it rain. And, yeah.
I haven't decided whether I'm going to give it to you or not. Yeah.
Okay, well,
I'll take your money.
I'm going to hang on to this. yeah. So, what do we do after?
We usually talk about the challenge photos.
Photo challenge this week.
Yeah.
Seems like this week's going to be a short show.
No, it's not.
No?
We got tons to talk about.
Okay, who's we doing first then? What was the challenge?
The challenge, you made it, so I don't remember. Something about the morning.
Oh! For the first time in the history of the photo challenge,
right?
I stacked it in my favor.
Okay.
I knew when I made the challenge, I was flying out the next day. I knew I would have jet lag.
Right.
And thus, I would be up early in the morning.
Right.
Hence, early in the morning.
And I think our definition of early morning is different.
I believe yours is pretty accurate.
Okay, mine is about 8:30 in the morning.
That's early for you?
Well, when you have to get the kids breakfast, and you have to get them ready for school, make their lunches, get them dressed, and then get them out the door. The only time that you're going to take a photo is once you get to school.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was early morning. I mean, I could shot at 6:30 in the morning of them eating their breakfast.
Which I kind of thought you were going to do.
Yeah, but that didn't really make any indication of kind of early morning. Like, I decided that there had to be something more environmental in this photo. So I waited till about 8:30.
She waited till noon.
Yeah. Should have waited till noon, but I did it at 8:30. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went the other direction.
But you went really early.
Let's have a look at yours first. Because I have multiples.
Okay.
So here's yours.
This is right after we dropped my daughter off at school. So this is about 8:35 at the playground. The sun's pretty low in the sky. I took a picture of my son just kind of walking along the edge of the playground. And yeah, I'm shooting almost right into the sun. I changed my angle just enough so that I didn't get a huge amount of lens flare, but the colors get washed out as a result of the how direct I'm shooting into the sun. You can see the rim light created, and you can see that he's certainly happy. And the background is so bright that in order to expose him properly, you ultimately get on almost white sky. It's got a little bit of a sort of yellowy orange tinge because this is kind of the golden morning hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Shot with the what lens?
This is actually shot with the T2i camera and the 30mm Sigma lens.
Okay.
So that's it. Just a quick little snapshot, not posed for. He's got his Skylander stuffy toy that he seems to not want to go anywhere without these days. And yeah, and that's it. Go, have at her.
This is fine.
That's it. I actually like this photo. I had some where they're a little sharper. They're not so direct into the sun, but I like this because of the rim light. And I actually like the sort of washed out colors. I do think to me where we live, this says kind of morning at this time of year. Anyways, this says morning. You get the long shadows coming down, and I would know this photo is not shot at 12 noon.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, in terms of technical, yeah, this, you're not confusing that. I don't like the sky very much.
What would you have done differently?
Got up earlier.
Yeah.
But besides that, I would have tried to disinclude the sky.
Mm.
I would have shot it some other way, other angle perhaps, or I know it's difficult to position the kids.
Well, I was trying not to get the parking lot, like right behind him there. If I change angles, either I'm shooting right into the ground and there's nothing, I'm not 7'8", so I couldn't get enough of an angle from here, or I'm going to shoot and I'm going to get a bunch of cars in the parking lot. So I was trying to position it so I got the playground and I did not include the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's much more you could have done with this. So there's that.
Okay. All right. Moving on. All right.
It doesn't say, yeah, okay, you're fine. I'm not going to pile on. This is the one I went with. I went out, and this is part of my jet lag, and I thought, hey, I'm going to shoot in Adam's backyard.
Okay.
Not technically your backyard, because this would be the greatest backyard in history.
Yeah.
But I went down to Steveston, and just before the sun came up, I was actually up working already, and saw it was going to be a nice sunrise, and made a run for it. And okay. I just quickly zipped down here, and I had borrowed my dad's 28mm lens, which I'd never shot with before, that specific lens.
Okay.
And decided to take that out, because I had something in mind. Got out there, and wish I had brought the 50, or something longer even.
Mm.
Just because I had never seen Mount Baker look that close before. You can see Mount Baker down in the left corner. That's Mount Baker down there.
Yeah.
Which, 28 mil, doesn't help.
And why would you not have then cropped it? If that's really the key element in the photo that you wanted to showcase, why wouldn't you have cropped this?
Even with a crop, it wasn't prominent enough. Okay. Like, there was enough good, nice colors that are going on that I wanted. I basically refocused my attention to that. So I wanted to travel light too. Like, this is the thing, is I just grabbed my camera and ran out the door. No bag, nothing. Just went with the one lens and the body. That was all. Because I figured I'm just going to go grab my shots before the sun gets too high and the sky washes out. And, you know, wish I'd brought the 70 to 200 or maybe the 85. Who knows?
Okay.
And done that. But in the end, I liked the colors I got.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of this is Photoshop. There's no trickery going on here. This is pretty much out of camera. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. I am not a strong landscape photographer, and so, you know, I'm certainly no one to critique other people's landscape photography. So I don't really have a whole lot to say. I do like the colors. I do like the orange and the reds and the horizon a lot more than I like the sky. And for my preference, again, I would just have had less sky.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if you had a longer lens, then you could have probably just done that in camera. If I had this exact same image, I would have probably cropped part of the sky out just to make the bright colors and the horizon more of a player in the photo.
Something like this.
Yes, perhaps. You are now zooming it in just to showcase what mm-hmm. I'm suggesting. And again, that's just my preference. But like we know, I am no one to really make an important critique on a landscape photo.
Right. Nor do you like the negative space.
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I do. And that's,
and hence why.
Hence I shot it that way.
Yeah.
And as I said, I would have shot this entirely differently had I shot it with the other lens. But I actually decided, you know, I'm going to shoot one in portrait mode as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of, you know, put a little more focus on Mount Baker and what's going on down there. But ultimately, I like the
I completely like the other one better.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like that one at all. I don't know. It seems to me more awkward.
Yeah.
And it's more cut off. Like, I like how you're going to show both of these photos, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I like how you kind of get the gradient, and it's sort of, you get sort of where the light sort of fades away. Mm-hmm. And in the other one, you don't. It's bright on each edges, and it makes you sort of feel like, okay, where's the rest of this, you know, sunset or sunrise in mm-hmm. this case? Yeah.
The one thing that kind of bugged me at first about this one, the one I chose, is the asymmetry mm-hmm. in it. Like, where the light falls off. I mean, there's nothing. I tried cropping it different ways to sort of compensate for that, both in camera and in post, and it just couldn't get something symmetrical, I guess, because the landscape and just the way the light was falling off, and where I had to stand on this. I had to walk out on the dock, you know, where you go by, where you shot yours last week.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I had to walk all the way out on the end of the dock to get the shot unencumbered. So, I also turned around, and this is one tip I would give people when you're going to shoot sunrises or sunsets, is go shoot the sunset, of course, but turn around and see what's going the other direction, because it's not something you think about normally. And I ended up with a picture I actually quite liked was this. Like, this to me said early morning in Steveston. Mm-hmm. Because you would never get this at any other time of the day. In the evening, the sun's going to be setting behind here, and there's going to be a lot more people. And so here we get the, what I like is the nice blues, the nice blue tone with the kind of warm glow mm-hmm. on the boats.
Yeah, I have some of this very similar to this photo because I also like those colors. And yeah, you can get it depending in the evening because I have photos that look very near to this, but mm-hmm. just depending on where the boats are and the angles, you usually get, you have to shoot more Steveston. You have to shoot Steveston from the other side, from Gary Point, looking back at Steveston to get right. these colors in the evening. But I have, yeah, I have that photo or pretty near to it, but yeah, it looks good. I like that. I think I like that photo better than the other one, mm-hmm. to be honest.
I do. I actually do. But the other one screams morning to me. Yes. And thus I went with it. But mm-hmm. I actually like this one better. And it was a coin toss of which one I was going to post. So I was going to post them all.
Okay, post everything.
Ego.
Yeah, yeah. And that way, you know, it'll make up for the fact that this is going to be a 28-minute podcast. We're compensating with extra photos, you know, that you can't see when you're listening to this podcast. So just take our word for it.
I'm assuming you're sitting at your computer.
Yeah.
Just watching.
That's how everyone does it, right?
No, people have actually asked, can we embed?
Oh, yeah. They've been asking for like 2 years.
They have 2 years. The answer is still no.
The technology isn't there yet.
Well, it is. It is.
No, I just go with what I'm saying.
Yeah, the technology. Apple phoned and said no. No, actually, that's the thing is I could do it with Apple. We could do it in a certain file format, but it's limiting, and it's also tons of work.
Okay, yeah.
Which guess
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's the part that I don't like.
Yeah, no. Adam has been tasked with that part, and thus it's not going to get done.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. This week's topic is going to be green screen. And Adam is right. This is going to be a short episode.
Yeah, because we don't really know much about this. So we're actually on Googling it right now.
No, I've shot green screen before.
Oh, great.
I just meant it's going to be short because I got a bunch of stuff to do.
Okay. All right. Well, he's got a busy list of things to do. So the podcast ranks very low on the priority list.
Well, thanks for putting it that way.
Just trying to make you feel guilty.
You know, I'm just looking at the 20. Is that a cookie? Could you use that as a
shoot? I don't think so. I think you could shoot it through. I don't think it's going to look like anything.
I think it's going to look like something. The new 20s we have in Canada, the plastic ones with the see-through thing. Great. Good pod. Got to cut that out.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This week's topic, green screen. Now, Adam, you just bought, as you mentioned earlier in the show, a green background.
I did. I bought a paper roll because there's lots of different kinds that you can get.
Okay.
Fabric ones and paper and cloth and like you go on
what are some more?
Amazon.
Of them?
Amazon. Go on to Amazon and check out all the different kinds of green screens. The nice thing is they're relatively inexpensive. I think you can pay like I think mine was about $35 the paper roll version, but I don't think you're going to pay much more than $60 or $70 for like a full cloth or fabric.
Okay. One. So why did you buy the paper roll?
Because I have a simple setup and I'm very accustomed to using paper and mm-hmm. it's easy and you don't have to worry about ironing it. I think a lot of the fabric ones or the ones that essentially you keep reusing, they get crinkled and that a lot of people say is a big time hassle when dealing with green screen because it's going to create shadows and that might make it harder to pull your subject from the background. So I went with paper because paper's easy. It's very inexpensive.
Okay, so why green screen? You talked about it last episode. You mentioned it, but what made you buy the green screen?
I wanted to, well, I do it. I've done lots of pictures where I take pictures of the kids or of friends and I want to use it as a greeting card or I want to, you know, drop in a special effect. Maybe I want to make a hockey card. I want to do something. And in Photoshop, what I used to do is I used to go through and shoot it on a white background, for example, and then cut out each individual figure and then use it in Photoshop however I wanted to use it. I've done a few where I, you know, use the kids to spell out, you know, we love paw or just love or something like that. And I really wanted to speed up my workflow. And thus, the green screen, what it allows me to do is take a photo And because the background is going to be green, their software, in this case, I just used Photoshop, that you can easily pull your subject away from that green background, and then you can replace it with whatever it is that you want to replace it with. So just really, really speeds up the process.
Why green?
I believe it's because there's no green in our skin tones, and so it's much easier for the software to detect. And I think blue is the same. Like, I think blue or green you can use, but I don't know why it's called green screen. I guess it can
so you just, did your homework.
Oh, absolutely. Before I bought it, I wanted to kind of know what it was about. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
No, see, back in the day, like, for instance, when they shot Superman with Christopher Reeves, mm-hmm. or Christopher Reeve, I can't remember if it's plural or not.
Okay.
They shot blue screen. That was kind of one of the first big movies that that had come out that with popularity that had shot with that technique. Now the idea being more difficult in movies because you don't want to go through and cut out each image for a movie called rotoscoping. You don't want to go do that.
Okay,
that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up with this thing. Well, the computers would recognize that certain channel of blue and eliminate it. Now, the issue being that Superman's tights are blue.
Right.
So the blue, while it doesn't show up in the skin tones, according to you, I didn't actually Google that.
Yeah, that's what I read.
It makes sense. But it's one of those things where it just doesn't show up. The green that they end up using doesn't show up much. It's kind of an ugly green. Unless you're shooting, you know, a Robin Hood period piece, it's not going to appear in your image.
Okay.
Thus, when you go to extract it, it's only going to extract the background. Now, when they were using blue, that color blue would actually show up a lot. And so, you know, you've probably seen that joke, or maybe it's happened, you know, on the YouTube where the weatherman is standing in front of the blue screen and wearing blue pants and, you know, has no legs, that kind of thing.
Right.
So that's how we want to avoid that. So now, using the green, how do you go about lighting this, for instance?
I think you can light it in a number of ways. I've only done it myself once, but I kind of took the approach of the white background because I was shooting and it was in the evening time, and so it was relatively dark in my living room. So I actually used two flashes to light the background, and I just had to play around with the flash and manual to figure out how to keep it relatively even behind them. And then I brought my subject away from the background 5 or 6 feet because I didn't want any of the green bounce light off the paper hitting my subject, because then that was going to confuse the software. So brought them away from the background enough that that they were going to be lit separately, and so I lit them just to the softbox. So I've only done I think two different pictures, one with my kids that I'm going to use as a Christmas photo image, mm-hmm. and or make a Christmas card out of, and I've actually already done that. And then I did one for my sister-in-law because I was going to make a Christmas card for her. So I tried a couple of different versions. And sometimes when the light does bounce off the paper and hit them a bit, it wrecks your ability to do this quickly in Photoshop. So you really want to avoid that. So just, I did a 3-light setup. But I think if you had enough light in the room, you wouldn't even bother needing to light it. Like if I had enough window light to light the paper, then I wouldn't even bother with flash.
Sure.
And or even take it outside. I saw people's demonstrations of how to use green screens, and they just shot it outside. And then there's another thing that, you know, you don't have to worry about that either.
Well, I think the key is to get it as even lighting as possible.
Yes.
Because when you're going to go and key this out, I didn't mean to say key the first time. Just key the second time. Yeah. It's
what's the key to doing this?
We call it a color key. Yeah, great. when we did it in video, we still do it. I did some 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, where I was actually in it. I wasn't the one shooting it. I had to be in front of it.
Called chrome keying, right?
Chroma key, yeah.
Yeah, chroma keying, that's right. Not chroma chrome. Key. Chrome is what's on your motorbike when you put special ops to it.
Yes, that's exactly what's on my motorbike. Yeah.
I'm going to get that on my camera. I think it's going to chrome it out.
We used to get one. The cool thing when we were kids on your Kuwahara was to have the valve stem things to have chromies.
Yeah.
Except you had to wrench them on because people would steal them.
Right. We're getting off track here.
Yeah, but chromies. it's called chroma keying. And what we would end up doing is it's very difficult in video because there's a lot more movement.
Okay.
Right, people are moving around, and again, you don't want to go and clean up every image, so you have to be very careful to light that background really evenly.
Okay.
Now, here's the rub: is when we were shooting digital video, the color was compressed so much, even on DV video, this is standard definition, that it became difficult to chroma key.
Okay.
Because of the nature of it, you're throwing out so much information to compress your image that the color values sort of get muddied, and it becomes much more difficult. Now, and I haven't shot video with the 5D Mark II. I'm going to imagine it's very similar because it's essentially shooting kind of like JPEG.
Right.
Where it's squishing the image. Now, when you shoot raw, when you're shooting your green screen photos.
Yeah.
Thus, you're going to have an awful lot more info. And the colors can be much more specific, so much easier to identify that certain color. Because now what we're going to do, what you're going to do in post, is essentially bring that image into something, remove that background. Now, how do you go about doing that?
Well, I just use Photoshop. You can, in Photoshop, there's, again, the version of Photoshop I have, they have what's called a magic extractor. Mm-hmm. And it basically is quite simply, like, it tells you to identify what color is the foreground and what color is the background. So you can drag it around your person because they're probably wearing a couple of different colors. And it takes you all of 3 seconds. And then you drag your cursor around what's going to be the background color. In this case, if you evenly lit it, then the whole background will more or less be just a simple green. And then when you press OK, it basically just pulls your foreground and just drops the background right out. And now you can layer it in Photoshop with whatever background you want to replace it with. So it is really, really simple. But I went on and looked in the App Store for some simple apps for green screen because I just thought, oh, okay, there's probably a simple app. And there was a few that were on there and were not well reviewed at all. So I just went with Photoshop. But there are some out there. There's different software.
Sure. And not something I bothered to research because it doesn't fall into what I do.
Yeah.
But when we are doing that extraction, what's pretty great about doing with photos is you can extract the background, but as long as it's evenly lit, it's going to pull everything out, as
right.
you said. But if it's not, you want to make sure it's evenly lit around your subject.
Right.
Like, just even if it's only a few pixels, because it's from that point, it's quite easy to just whip a mask around and delete everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have, your corners are kind of vignetted, the way you've cross-lit your background, don't worry too much about
it. Yeah, yeah.
You can deal with that later.
It's not a deal breaker. For those who don't want to necessarily go out and buy a green background right away, there is another way to do this. Okay. And I actually did it with just gels. So I just gelled my flash with a dark green, and I also tried it with a blue. And then if you've got a white or a very light toned wall, you can basically just, make a background by firing your flash off behind your subject and then do the exact same process. So I could actually do this without the green background. It's just a little easier to do it with. So I had an old picture that I think I posted as a challenge photo, I don't know, a month or two back, of Jack in his flash costume. And it was done with a blue background that I used as a gelled flash. And I tried it and worked perfectly. No problem. So if people have flash gels, I would just tinker around with that first. And if it's something you think you'd use and you want to make easier, then maybe jump to the green screen after that.
Great.
The other thing is I noticed when I was doing some research as to what product to buy is Savage, which is the biggest paper background company. They sell a green screen kit, which actually comes with software to do the chroma keying. And I want to say it's $60 or $70. You can buy it on Amazon. The reviews of it were that because it comes with the actual backdrop as well, in a fabric one, is that the backdrop is terrible. But then the other thing they do is they sell packages of backgrounds, right? So high-res backgrounds for anything you can imagine, any type of themed, like if you want Christmas or Hanukkah or if you want Halloween, there's backdrops for everything. I would advise against this because you can find images of anything for free on the internet. So there's my piece of advice. I can't imagine spending $20 for a set of backgrounds. I think it's expensive. Like,
right.
they're packages and, yeah, so.
The good thing is, it's live in camera. Like, it's out of the camera, you have your backdrop. Is that what you're talking about? Like, you actually hang, the Grand Canyon behind the person? Or is it something that you would
No, no, these are just like essentially...
The JPEGs.
And you're paying for them so that it's all within the software. It's like, okay, it all works in the Savage software. So it's doing the chroma keying. So you drop your green background out with one touch on the software, and then you can plug in their whole list of backgrounds. So what I've started doing now is I've started any backgrounds like that I think maybe it's an image I've taken, or maybe it's just a generic background that I think would be useful. I've started basically saving those images to a background folder on my desktop that I can see coming up, and I'm trying to separate them out, whether it's holiday or whether it's sports or something. If I have stuff that I think would be make for a nice background, I'm just putting those in a folder now.
So how do you decide on what makes a good background?
I guess that's a preferential thing.
Asking, what do you look for? Like, do you just want people standing in front of the Grand Canyon? Like, how do you make it look real?
I think for making it look real, it's all about...
Is that what you want?
I want it to look real. Okay. Yeah. I think it's all about matching light. So, you know, clearly if the light on the background is coming from one angle, I have to try to match that with the angle of light for my subject. And then the other thing is if they're clearly close to an object, are there shadows? And if there are, I'm going to probably have to, you know, in Photoshop create shadows that look similar. So I am all about the authenticity. I want someone that looks at that photo.
Authenticity.
Yeah, the fake authenticity. But that's what I like. It's like, to me, that's the whole game, is to create something that where someone says, wow, your kids were
you were on the moon?
Yeah. Like, I can't believe your kids are astronauts.
You know Sandra Bullock?
So, and I've just played around a little bit, and I actually did a photo of my sister-in-law for a Christmas photo, and she's lying in sort of in front of a fireplace and stuff, but it's not even it's inside of a log cabin. Mm-hmm. And she's not, in the photo itself is actually artwork. It's not even a real photo. It's actually a painting, right? Mm-hmm. But it looks close enough like a photo that it could pass. And so I made her, the actual image, I kind of used a Photoshop layer to make her look more like a painting. And it looks real enough that when I showed it to a few people, they said, where she has a cabin? Where is that? And it's a painting. It's an actual painting is what I had to say. You idiot. Yeah. That's what I said to Jack. You're an idiot.
Have you ever heard of green screen? I know you're four, but have you heard of green screen? What's the matter with you?
Right. So
he probably has. That's the thing now. That's the joke of it is, you know, when we were kids and, you know, you see a movie shot like that. First of all, you can see the wires.
Right. Like Batman.
Yeah. But when they started doing that kind of green screen stuff, it wasn't that great.
No.
I mean, it took a lot of effort and it looked pretty impressive at the time. But now it's just outlandish. Like, it looks so good that even a guy like yourself can just do it in his house.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I what's some of the other uses? The one I've seen is building a team photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is actually what I saw going on at the rink, and this is what prompted me to buy it. So do you want me to explain what it was?
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the rink, they actually had a very large green paper roll. Mm-hmm. So like a 10 by 12 kind of thing. And they just stood everyone in front of it in their skates. So they were standing on it, although they cropped the bottom off of the skates because, again, if they're standing right on the paper, it's going to be a tougher task to cut it out. Mm-hmm. Because of the light's going to hit the paper and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so they lined up a whole bunch of people and, you know, they posed them however they're going to pose them. And then just, again, cut them from the background and paste in a cool kind of hockey backdrop.
So if you have like 18 guys in the team, they shot 18 photos.
No, they kind of did it. I think it was in two pieces. So they got five or six, but you could do it all as individuals.
Okay.
And then pose them however you want. But they did it in groups of, I think it was probably seven or eight. So again, if you have 20 people, it was three photos. And then they just basically cut them all together, right?
Right.
They just edit them all together. So yeah, they had them in different poses. Took the photos and then they showed it at a tournament where they had, I looked at the final images and they were all done with the exact same backdrop. That kind of was a deal breaker for me. I thought maybe they could have done something different for each team, but it had all the details laid in, what the team name was, and just a really cool looking, this was ice hockey photo. So instead of standing in front of the green screen, they were standing with mountains in the backdrop and a pond hockey with some nets in the background. And I thought it looked awesome.
Okay. That's
so
right.
I thought, hey, here's something that I can do. So, so that's what prompted me to get it.
So you're going to shoot one. Well, great. I think that's all the questions I have.
All right. Fresh out of questions.
I went in the question jar empty.
Yeah. So either flash gels or Buy a piece, or even like if you just have something like a big green blanket in your house, try that.
Big green blanket?
Yeah, yeah. Just a big green blanket.
We call it a BGB in the industry.
Could be fleece. Do you want me to go through the texture?
Yeah, go
through
them all.
Could be duvet.
Yeah, yeah. The producer's saying extend. Drag it out. No, that's the best part about work in the movie industry is they have, not the best part. It's not the best part at all.
It's the only part.
But they no, but what they have is just goofy names for everything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so when they put a big, like a, how far do you want me to go with this?
No, you're just that's end good. It. Yeah,
just, you don't want any of the terms.
Yeah, let's go on to the next podcast.
What's a horse blanket? That's a thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, so photo challenge.
Green screen.
I want to do green screen.
Green screen.
Yeah. I want to do, no one else. If you want to follow along, and do this at home, yeah, go with the flash gels if you don't have one.
Yeah.
However, while we're on the subject of doing it at home, we would like people to send in their ideas for photo challenges.
Great.
Basically, we're out of ideas.
How about we shoot a green screen photo of us?
Yeah.
And we'll just do one challenge, a combined challenge.
Together?
Yeah. One photo. Do you have a green screen on you right now?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
No, I fully anticipated borrowing your green screen now.
Yeah, no. Right now. We're going to do this right
in
now.
In seconds. Yeah. We're going to do this. And, I know where we're going to be. The challenge. Well, I'm going to shoot you and you're going to shoot me is okay. Essentially what's
going to
be.
And then we can do our own thing.
No, it's going to be the same photo.
Okay.
That's going to be the challenge.
Right? Oh, I see. We're going to glue them together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the challenge will be getting the other guy to put, I don't know what the challenge is going to be.
All right. Green screen.
You know, the challenge is, you know what the challenge is going to be? Trying to be interesting. That's what we're going to try to.
Talk about all the different fabrics that you can have for a green screen.
And then we threw rocks off the bridge. Yeah.
We're going to make a little montage of us doing the green screen photo. With buddy music playing in the background.
We're not doing that. Oh, no. Okay, so yeah, we're going to do a green screen photo. I'll do one of you. You do one of me. That's going to be the challenge this week.
Okay.
Something different. So if you're out there listening, do your own green screen. Obviously, don't shoot Adam or I.
Right.
But we would like to hear, if for the future episodes, if you have any ideas for photo challenges, send them our way.
Yeah, and if they're dumb, we won't do them.
Oh, and if they are dumb, we will mention how dumb they are.
Yeah, yeah. So please, send dumb ideas.
Send dumb ones. I'm going to say they're Adam's no matter what. So there's that. Adam, where can people find your photos?
Facebook, our Two Hosers Facebook site. I haven't posted any for a week because I haven't taken any, but usually there and sometimes on schwartzchronicles.com.
Oh, I just posted part two of the depth of field, how to make your background blurry series.
Great. Is it being met with critical acclaim?
Yes, it's taking Vimeo by storm.
I saw a review of it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not
fresh.
Not
certified,
fresh.
Certified fresh.
Yeah, not fresh. Not fresh. Yeah, so it just went up, I think, yesterday-ish. Not when you hear this. When you hear this, I don't know when it is. This whole international travel really throws off the space-time continuum for our podcast.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot, Lufthansa. That's how I flew here. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find everything you want to know about green screens and other stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole green screen, like buy green screens here link.
No.
No, we won't.
No, we're not.
We're not going to do that.
That sounds like a lot of effort.
Let's have a link to Amazon on our homepage.
How would you shoot the Vancouver Canucks green man in front of a green screen?
Ooh, that's tough. On the blue background.
Yeah, I would definitely shoot them in front of a blue background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just in front of anything and set them as the background.
There you go.
Delete them.
They get deleted.
Yeah, just awesome. That's how we'll do it. All right. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.